Cross Radio.
Hello everyone from Cross Team. Greetings from Pristina. In this edition we are presenting the first album from a local band from Pristina, Cute Babulja. We're going to listen some songs taken from this album and also some parts from the interview with the frontman of the band, Genç Salihu. The first song that we are about to listen is called Udhën Bar.
Udhën Bar, biro të qar, hedh më zar, një fy të thar, dhe krejt qka është e djeshme, jeti. Mirë më ngjesi vitiri, të stolisim me flori. Më thuaj sa, më thuaj nga, se qas nuk ka dhe ras nuk ka, dhe krejt qka është e vlefshme jeti.
Gens, how should I present Cute Babulja to the listeners of Cross Radio in Balkans?
I think that you should present them as an alternative pop rock band, jazz influenced, studio band basically, that comes from the capital of our dear Kosovo.
In few words.
Yeah.
Yes. You mentioned, first of all, that you're a studio band.
Yeah.
Why a studio band?
Because there's only two of us that have worked in this project. It's me, Gens Aliyu, and Enes Baramlici.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even a band in the sort of classical sense of the word. It's more of a project initiated and worked on by two people, together with a sound engineer and a co-producer, Labinot Sponta, who has been there all the time, working on the sound and having creative suggestions time after time. So that's why it's a studio band. It's a studio project.
Okay.
It's not even going to be represented live or anything.
For a moment or...?
For the moment, yeah. For the moment. It might turn out to be a band later on when we find enthusiastic people to join us and play the songs, eventually new materials and everything.
What kind of enthusiastic people? I mean, what do you exactly need and what do you perform?
Well, there's two criteria to be sort of fulfilled. One is they have to be good musicians, and two, we have to resemble in taste and methodology of work, you know, the way we like to work and the way we work. Sort of the basic rhythm section, which is bass and drums, bass guitar and drums. There's a lot of acoustic guitars, sometimes 12 string. There's electric guitars, Fenders, of course. Then there's piano. There's programmed instruments with the help of samplers and MIDI controllers, and stuff like flutes and sometimes strings. There's a live flute on one song. There's a live saxophone on two songs. Those are the only two instruments that we actually didn't play ourselves. It was Arjan Randobrova on sax and Ermira Çitoklu on flute. And that's basically it. And there's a lot of course, there's vocals. You know,
done by you and by Enes together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm practically more of the lead singer, but there's a song that Enes, you know, takes the lead, and then he's always singing the backing vocals, and sometimes we have this sort of well-measured, equal sort of vocals in a song, which is basically most of the time.
You mentioned the jazz influence in your music.
Yeah.
And can you tell me more about your influences, except jazz maybe? Or
you know, it's a really tough subject, the influences, because, you know, once you turn 18 or 20, you know, you don't really know, you know, what influenced you anymore, you know? Because it all sort of mixes up and turns into one, this sort of non-hybrid substance in you, you know, and you just generate, you know. But so you really do have to sort of go back in time and analyze the stages that you went through as a musician and as a human being, of course, which is, you know, if I sort of look back, the first thing that I ever sort of really loved in music was the Beatles, you know, and I have to admit that it still is. Although I've went through sort of roller coasters of you know, taste and being enthusiastic about certain sort of musicians and bands and stuff, you know. Of course, I went through the grunge period like everyone else, especially in the Balkans, you know. I think that there are still people here that like are 30 years old and still are still hooked in that sort of early 90s hard rock. So there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of things, but it's basically rock and roll, jazz, and good pop. There's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can see, with me, I think, you can see slight flashes of folk, you know, not only Albanian folk, it's more of like, you know, Balkans folk, because it's, you know, I mean,
it's all similar.
You're a folk man yourself, you know, yeah. You love it. It's all similar and all comes from the same sort of source, so you cannot really distinguish it, except when you're dealing with pure folk.
How do you think that your music is going to develop? I mean, in the next stages of your life, how do you have any vision or what?
I mean, to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Clue.
Whatsoever, you know, because what I am writing right now is something not completely different from this album, but it's tending to sort of develop in a more melancholy and more sort of emotional direction, you know, rather than, you know, rhythm and groove.
Shi, ashtu heshtur për të